Welcome to the En Quattro podcast, where men learn to govern themselves, protect their freedom, and move with discipline under pressure. You can tell what a man recognizes as valuable by what he's willing to protect: his time, his energy, his relationships, his peace, his standards, his freedom, and ultimately, his life. Because a man's protection reveals his valuation. This is episode 3. Be protective. If you don't protect it, you don't value it. But protection doesn't begin with defense. And it certainly doesn't begin with the firearm. Protection begins with recognizing value. Because before you decide what you're willing to defend, you'd better determine what actually deserves you. What deserves your attention, what deserves your resources, what deserves your capability, and most definitely, what deserves your life. Protection isn't aggression. It isn't control. It's responsibility guided by discernment. Let's get into it. I'm Coach A7T, your host, facilitator, and USCCA certified firearms instructor. Today, we're talking about protection, but probably not the kind of protection you're expecting. Before we talk about protecting your home, protecting your family, protecting your freedom, or protecting yourself, we have a foundational question that must be asked. What do I value? Let me repeat it. What do I value? Saying something matters to you is easy. Actually protecting it, that's going to cost you something. And the things you consistently protect may reveal more about what you value than your words ever have. Maybe this feels familiar. You say your peace matters, but continue giving disruptive people access to it. You say your health matters, but don't protect the habits that support good health. You say your relationship matters, but don't protect the time, attention, and behaviors required to strengthen it. You say your future matters, but continuously sacrifice it for what feels good right now. You say your freedom matters, but haven't taken the time to understand the laws that qualify your decisions. And maybe you tell yourself that you matter, but continuously find yourself investing in ideas, situations, and relationships that repeatedly require investment from you without demonstrating meaningful investment in you. There's a contradiction here. What you say you value and what your behavior demonstrates you value may not be the same thing. The problem isn't simply weak boundaries. Weak boundaries are evidence of something much deeper. The breakdown happens when a man has never clearly defined what and who deserves me. Who deserves my time? Who deserves my energy? Who deserves my attention? Who deserves my money? Who deserves my capability? Who deserves my protection? And what mission or what people have demonstrated enough value and alignment that I would willingly put my life on the line for them? Without that clarity, everything begins competing for the same access. Every request feels important. Every relationship feels deserving. Every emotional connection feels one of a kind. And eventually, these requests, relationships, and emotional attachments inch him towards being consumed by people, places, and things that leave him depleted, diminished, and divided. The solution is not becoming colder. It's not becoming selfish. It's not about cutting everyone off. And it's definitely not about being more aggressive. The solution is learning how to recognize value before allocating yourself to anything or anyone. Because a governed man doesn't give everything or everyone equal access to him. He learns to exercise discernment. He asks questions like, what deserves cultivation? What deserves protection? Who deserves provision? And what deserves release? The shift which drives the results I mentioned is this. Stop asking yourself, what do I care about? And start asking yourself, what have I decided is valuable enough to receive me? Because your life is being allocated every day. Your attention is being allocated. Your time, your energy, your resources, your capability. Now pause and ask yourself, did I make those decisions deliberately? Let me repeat that, because I want you to think about this question deeply. Did I make those decisions deliberately? Or did circumstances, emotions, and other people make them for me? What follows can help you identify the breakdown that may have caused you to leave yourself and things you claim are valuable, exposed, unprotected, and exploitable. And perhaps, while believing you were protecting what mattered, you were actually investing protector-level resources in things that were never worthy of that level of investment. That's what it looks like before protection becomes part of a man's identity. He gives access too early. He gives access too easily. He gives access to chemistry without competence or consideration. He gives access to consumers instead of contributors. He gives access to his own untested assumptions. Then he makes declarations his behavior cannot support. He says his peace matters, but protects the relationship disturbing it. He says his future matters, but protects the habits sabotaging it. He says his standards matter, but protects other people's comfort whenever those standards are challenged. And eventually, he protects the connection while abandoning the value. If he feels shame, he minimizes himself because he doesn't believe he's worth protecting. If he feels grief, he overholds onto people because losing the connection feels more painful than losing himself. If he feels desire, he seeks approval, then fails to protect the boundaries that might cause someone to withdraw it. And the result? He ends up drained, disrespected, overextended, and disconnected from himself. So now, I invite you to take another look within. What do you say you value that your behavior consistently leaves unprotected? Don't answer too quickly. And let me repeat the question. What do you say you value that your behavior consistently leaves unprotected? Look at your calendar. Look at your spending. Look at your relationships. Look at your habits. Look at who has access to you. Look at what receives your attention. And what I want you to start doing is seeing things for what they are. Not what you hope they'd become. Not what you wish someone meant. Not what would make the story easier to accept. What is actually happening? Stop wishing reality were different. See it clearly. Accept what is. Then decide what you're going to do about it. That is intense reality. And intense reality is one of the first acts of self-protection. Because wherever you fail to protect you, you have not yet learned to fully value you. Still, seeing reality clearly isn't enough. Because once reality is in front of you, there is another question to ask yourself. Who is interpreting what I see? Who is interpreting what I see? Because two men can encounter the same circumstance and protect completely different things, which brings us to something deeper. You do not encounter reality without a filter. You interpret it through what I want you to understand as frame, F-R-A-M-E. Frame is the deep narrative through which you conceptualize, process, and react to the world around you. It isn't simply something you do. It reflects who you are operating as. Your physical self matters. Your intellectual self matters. Your emotional self matters. Together, they influence how you interpret circumstances, what you assign value to, what you believe your options are, what decisions you make, and what outcomes you're willing to accept. So frame is not merely about being strong. It's not dominance. It's not stoicism. It's not pretending reality is different than it is. Frame is the structure from which you operate. And when I think about the kind of frame required for the work we're doing here, I see four structural elements. Number one, be prudent, which means to think first and think completely. Number two, be proficient. Master your toolbox through repetition and review. Number three, be protective. Become ready so you don't have to get ready. And number four, be parliamentarily aligned. Honor the law in a way that protects your freedom. Honor the law in a way that protects your freedom. Those four elements form what I think of as the structural frame of an AEDA ready man. A man whose inner governance is not accidental. He is learning to think clearly. He develops capability. He recognizes what deserves that capability, and he understands the lawful boundaries governing its use. But frame still leaves you with another question. What am I using this frame to build? Because a man can become structured, disciplined, and capable, yet still have no meaningful mission directing his activity. That's where masculine responsibility enters the conversation. Two teachers have been especially important in helping me understand this part. Mentor Alison Armstrong gave me language for the order of masculine responsibility. Coach W. James Dennis helped me understand how that responsibility becomes experienced inside relationship. And when I placed their teachings together, I saw something larger. Let's start with the order. Mentor Alison introduced me to three connected masculine responsibilities. Number one, procreation. Number two, protection. Number three, provision. And the order matters. Procreation, protection, provision. The first element of the triad, procreation. I'm not simply talking about creating children. I'm talking about creating more life. Building, teaching, strengthening, developing, improving, restoring. Creating something that did not exist before you arrived and leaving something better because you participated. You should be able to look somewhere in your life and ask, what is becoming more alive because I am present? Is it your home? Is it the work you do? Is it your relationships, your community, your knowledge, your opportunities, your future? What is better because you contributed? That's mission. And mission comes first because you cannot intelligently protect something until you have clarity about what you're trying to create. Mission first does not mean people don't matter. It means your life is organized around what you have deliberately accepted responsibility for creating. Your marriage might be inside that mission. Your children may be inside that mission. Your business might be inside that mission. Your community might be inside that mission. Your own transformation may be inside that mission. But something has to be intentionally created before it can be intentionally sustained. The second element of the triad, protection. Once something valuable has been created or recognized, the question becomes, what deserves to be protected by me? Protection asks, what am I willing to leave unnecessarily exposed? Your family, your relationships, your freedom, your health, your peace, your standards, your future, the new version of you? Qualification is essential. And this is where discernment becomes imperative. Not everything deserves the same level of protection. Not every person deserves the same access. Not every relationship deserves the same sacrifice. Not every request deserves your resources. And not every problem deserves you becoming responsible for solving it. Not every problem deserves you becoming responsible for solving it. The third element of the triad, provision. Provision is not merely completing assigned tasks. Provision means understanding the why behind what you're creating and what you're contributing. A man isn't simply taking out the trash. That's the task. Maybe what's happening behind the scenes, the why behind taking out the trash, he is contributing to the quality of the environment his family shares. Maybe he's dismantling a known trigger that distracts his wife from creating a restorative home. Or maybe he's creating space for her to contribute something meaningful to him and to them. Now the task is elevated and linked to a mission, which serves as the opportunity for him to exchange value. No man is motivated by taking out the trash, but those things I mentioned that have a why behind them, that's what causes a man to come alive, engage, serve, and create. The meaningful outcome, his contribution helps make possible, is the provision. It establishes a different relationship with responsibility. So remember the order. First, procreation. Create and contribute more life. Second, protection. Guard what has been recognized as valuable. And third, provision. Contribute your value toward an outcome or experience that matters to you. And underneath all three is discernment. Determining where your responsibility, resources, and capability actually belong. Now we arrive at the relational question. Because your time is limited, your energy is limited, your resources are limited, and you cannot give everything and everyone protector level investment. Here's the question. How does masculine responsibility become experienced by someone who enters relationship with this kind of man? Coach Dennis offers key insights on the architecture of masculine responsibility when connected to the relationship itself. In one of the many lessons that I have studied under Coach Dennis, the one that stands out that changes the way that I present myself, create myself, structure myself, serve myself, is a lesson he calls the five needs of a woman from a man. Those five are: number one, communication; number two, security; number three, providing; number four, sex; number five, entertainment. His teaching gave me an early framework for thinking about what a man's presence can contribute inside relationship. His communication creates clarity. His security can create greater ease and reduce unnecessary resistance. His providing creates meaningful value exchange. His intimacy deepens connection. And his entertainment isn't about becoming a comedian. It's about remaining interesting, fascinating, and engagingly relevant. When I placed Coach Dennis beside mentor Allison, the parallels became clear. Procreation includes communication, intimacy, engagement, and the creation of more life inside the relationship. Protection includes security, protecting what has been created from unnecessary harm. Provision includes providing, contributing value towards outcomes that matter to both people. But for any of this to work relationally, there must be a program. Let me repeat that. For procreation, protection, and provision to work relationally, there must be a program. And that program requires three things: clarity, agreement, and alignment. Number one, clarity. Clarity establishes the program. What are we doing? What are we building? What matters here? What are the standards? What does this relationship, family, organization, business, or life require from me? If there is no clarity, there is nothing clearly defined for you to protect. Number two, agreement. Once the program is clear, what have we actually agreed to? Agreement requires four simultaneous relational actions: love, support, celebration, and protection. Love and receive love. Support and be supported. Celebrate and be celebrated. Protect and be protected. It's an exchange, a give and a receive that's constantly in motion, never interrupted by any selfish motivations or actions. It is the we taking precedence over the me. The exact expression of love, support, celebration, and protection will vary from person to person, from relationship to relationship. But when these four actions are chronically absent, healthy reciprocal relationship becomes impossible to sustain. One person becomes the consumer, the other person becomes the contributor, and neither person thrives inside prolonged one-sided giving. Number three, alignment. After we establish clarity, agreement, next is alignment. This is the daily test. Is my behavior aligned with the four simultaneous actions? Does a program guide us to love, support, celebrate, and protect each other when pressure, circumstance, and emotion intensify? If yes, that's alignment. And understand this. Protection isn't merely what happens when danger arrives. Protection is also refusing to allow anything or anyone to unnecessarily destroy what you've agreed matters. And this is where frame becomes visible. If the deep narrative you're operating from says, I need this person's approval, or I cannot afford to lose this relationship, or maintaining this connection is more important than maintaining my standard, then your behavior may actually be perfectly aligned with the frame that contradicts the man you say you consciously are striving to become. If your behavior is rooted in shame, you don't see yourself as worthy of protecting. If your behavior is triggered by grief, you hold on to people because you fear loss. If your behavior is motivated by desire, you give because you're hoping to receive validation. Shame, grief, and desire are addictively persuasive. You say yes when you should say no. You give attention without discernment. You provide resources without evaluating alignment. You remain in situations longer than you should. You tolerate what repeatedly violates your standards. Each of these can reinforce a frame that constructs a program in which you seek approval instead of alignment. When critical moments arrive, you protect the connection instead of the agreement. You protect someone else's comfort instead of the standard. You protect their access to you instead of protecting yourself, gradually engineering your own breakdown. Asking, why can't I establish stronger boundaries, is incomplete. The better question may be, why am I allocating protector level resources to someone or to something that has not demonstrated protector level alignment? You're no longer examining the boundary. You're now examining the man who keeps moving it. Many men gradually lose themselves. not through one major failure, but through repeated moments of unguarded access, undisciplined valuation, broken agreements, misalignment, weak boundaries, and self-abandonment. Most men think protection only matters when physical danger appears. But long before a man is required to protect his own life, he often fails repeatedly to protect what makes his life work. His respect for time, his regulation of energy, his choosing of peace, his refinement of standards, his relational agreements, his discipline with freedom. Because physical protection is not where the protector identity begins. Inner governance helps you determine what deserves protection. Tactical readiness develops your capacity to protect it, and lawful understanding creates the boundaries governing how that capability can be used. That's why we're building these commandments in order. Episode 1, Be Prudent, taught you to think first and think completely. Episode 2, Be Proficient, taught you to master your toolbox through repetition and review. Episode 3, that we're listening to now, Be Protective, is teaching you to recognize value and become ready so that you don't have to get ready. And next, Episode 4, Be Parliamentary, teaches you to honor the law in a way that protects your freedom. And this is where the free episode ends. Inside EM Quattro Community Live, we continue the initiation. Not with more information, with facilitated application using the audio companion guide as our roadmap. Together, we establish what actually deserves your protection, clarify the agreements defining what you're protecting, correct where your behavior is out of alignment with those agreements, and track whether your daily behavior demonstrates what you claim to value. While information can tell you what to do, facilitation helps you become the man who can do it consistently. And sometimes, a man reaches a barrier he cannot easily get around alone. You can understand the standard. You can agree with the standard. You can clearly explain the standard. But your behavior continually gives way to violating the standard. When that happens, stop. Change your stance. Ask for perspective. Take new action. When repeated behavior contradicts conscious intention, the behavior may be exposing a deeper narrative that has never been examined. And sometimes this level of examination benefits from another set of eyes, real-time feedback, and a community where you can continue the work on yourself. Here, education stops merely giving you information and starts revealing your identity. You discover that identity can govern behavior in places information cannot penetrate. This community exists for men committed to masculine excellence, emotional intelligence, and disciplined self-governance. The real story behind if you don't protect it, you don't value it, is this. A man's protection reveals his valuation. And a protective man understands that his responsibility isn't simply to defend everything attached to him. His responsibility is to exercise discernment, to see reality for what it is, to govern the frame from which he operates, to recognize value, to create and contribute more life, to enter agreements deliberately, to practice alignment consistently, to protect what matters, and to provide toward outcomes worth producing. Because every unnecessary attachment, every ignored boundary, every broken agreement, every tolerated misalignment, and every resource allocated without discernment eventually costs something you no longer want to pay. It could be your time, it could be your peace, your opportunities, it could be your relationships, your freedom, it could be your option to say no. So today, I encourage you to identify the valuables you consciously or unconsciously keep leaving exposed. Maybe it's your health, your marriage, your relationship, your children, your future, your peace, your freedom, your standard. Or maybe it's you. Then ask, what would protecting this actually require from me? What would protecting this actually require from me? Don't condemn yourself for the answer. Don't let emotion cause you to shift the responsibility to someone else. Don't justify ignoring what you now see. Answer honestly now. When you're ready to practice love, support, celebration, and protection inside a community of men committed to the same standard, and you're ready for facilitation that helps strengthen your standards, your discernment, and your ability to protect what actually matters to you, join us Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central inside EM Quattro Community Live. We'll help you build the man who no longer abandons value simply to preserve connection. This episode exposed the difference between what you say you value and what your behavior actually protects. In the previous episode, you learned to develop proficiency through deliberate repetition and review. In this episode, you learn to recognize what deserves your contribution. In our next episode, you'll learn how to honor the law and align your decisions with the principles governing lawful self-defense. Now you must decide whether or not to continue leaving valuable things exposed or deliberately become their protector. Inside EM Quattro Community Live, we train the commandment, be protective, in real time so you can recognize value, establish clarity, evaluate alignment, and correct what your behavior has been leaving exposed. Join us this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central. Your membership at emquattro.com is not just access. It is your decision to continue the journey from reaction to governance to victor with structure, with sequence, with order. This is a story worth telling. I am victorious within, at home, and abroad. See you at the King's table.